2025, and it is 4:00. Would everybody please stand and let's do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Oh, I like the new chairs.
Chief, were there any public comments received by phone, email, or mail?
Oh, sorry, you have to do a roll call first.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And the meeting is being recorded.
I'm glad you're on track, because I'm moving. Roll call, please.
Okay. Nancy Oxenholt.
Here.
Tim Beatty.
Here.
Eric Creighton.
Here.
Jerry Warner.
Here.
Dan Drayton.
Here.
Chief.
No, other than the plaques that you have in front of you that...
Actually, they're in front of Cody because he was the one that accepted the award.
Corey and Nancy accepted.
Corey's my own. If you would like to show them or pass them around or explain what an experience that was for you or...
It was an experience.
Would everybody like to see these?
Here's more. That's all.
We'll get that hung up in the lobby, and then the other one, Cody can put on his desk there as a memento. It's a picture frame one.
We won't even mention it.
And the delicious chicken fettuccine.
Thank you, Nancy, for representing the board. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
All right, let's move down to the minutes. Last board meeting minutes, 11-12-2025. Any review or discussion? I hear none. Okay, looking for a motion to approve the board minutes from 11-12 of 2025.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Nancy Oxenholt?
Yes.
Tim Beatty?
Yes.
Eric Creighton?
Yes.
Jerry Warner?
Yep.
Dan Drayton?
Abstaining, I wasn't here.
Okay, so abstaining, and the motion passes.
You were able to read them though, right?
I was, but I don't know if that was true or not.
Okay. All right, let's move down to the financials. Has the Secretary Treasurer reviewed the bank reconciliations?
Yes.
Thank you. Let's move down to monthly financial report. Any review or discussion?
Wait for Nancy's questions first.
No, I didn't have any this time. No? And the audit is back, so yeah. I don't know if you told everybody yet.
It was filed. We have a discussion about that later on. So 41.6% of the budget year is completed. You can see on page one there, we've got a lot of tax money that's come in. So basically 84% of the tax money that's been allocated for us has come in. If you look on page two, under resources, we're at 97% of the resources that we expected. That's coming in with that. Anything over 41%, we take a look at. So page three, we have the medical costs for the volunteers, and so we're bringing on quite a few. That and then the background investigations are just a hair over. It's not a big thing there. If you go to basically on page four for the personnel costs, personnel services costs on page five, 41%. We're right at 41%, so we're spot on with our costs. Then down further on page five, bank charges. We've discussed that ad nauseum because of the Melio stuff. It's kicking us a little bit. So next year we'll make sure there's some adjustments in that. The other ones, page six has software programs at 45, so that's a little bit above. That's basically because we've already prepaid for some of those year subscription fees. On page eight, the building maintenance and repairs, that's at 59%. That's because the roof that was at Otis took $42,000 of that. Just a note on that one too, you see right down below that are insurance costs. So they're at $110,000 for the year. So how that comes out is a monthly, every month Kathy deducts that. It doesn't come out in one big month sum. However, we do pay it in one big month's lump sum. Next year, that's going to go up $15,000 because we have a 10% increase in our insurance. So, page 9, fuel costs, we're at 48%, so it's still a little high. Page 10, the volunteer recruitment, we identified that last month because of the banners that were put out. But at the end of the day there, at the bottom of page 10, under total public safety expenditures, 29% at 41% of the year is what we're at. So of the big bucket, we're still fairly got a good handle on it. Any questions about any of those specific line items I can answer?
Okay, any further discussion? All right, looking for a motion to approve the financial report.
So moved.
How about a second?
I'm second.
We have Dan and Jerry.
I did.
Roll call, please.
Nancy Oxenholt?
Yes.
Tim Beatty?
Yes.
Eric Creighton?
Yes.
Jerry Warner?
Yep.
Dan Drayton?
Yes.
Okay, motion passes.
Can I talk about the budget since it's in your next tab? I didn't get a chance.
You can. There's nothing on the agenda, but we can definitely.
It's just information stuff, especially when we're, and we can either do it now or during the portion that we're going to talk about, the levy. I think this feeds into both. It's up to you, Larry.
Let's do it now.
Okay, so I handed out three papers there. The first one we can look at that talks about all of the Lincoln County Fire District tax rates and then our values. And so that just shows across the board what all the other districts are paying. You know, Yachts and Central Coast, they've got some pretty substantial levies out there, about a dollar more than we do. So I'd like to focus on our values. So you can see what our 24-25 value was. We just got the actual values for the 25-26 year, so we estimated 2.5% increase, and so the actuals went up more than that. Tillamook County went up 3.8%, so that value increase was a little $1.2 million. That's like one house at Cascade Head Ranch they got built. Lincoln County, our stuff within the urban renewal, so it's with urban renewal and without urban renewal. So with urban renewal, our value increase was $12 million, and that's a 2.95% increase. We had estimated 2.5. You usually get a 3% increase. It dropped down, and I can talk about that in a little bit. Without urban renewal, so without our urban renewal, it would have gone up 3.51%. And so our bond and our levies are not subject to the urban renewal the constraints on that. It's only our permanent levy. So you look at the bottom values there. I estimated that our urban renewal difference would only be $65 million. It jumped up to $82 million. And that's because of the Nell Scott Urban Renewal District now got added into that. That amount of $82 million prevented us from collecting $55,000 because of what was going on with that. So urban renewals take quite a bit.
They sit there and accumulate that money, and then they put it into savings accounts and make pulling money down 3% on that money. It's the biggest goddamn ripoff.
Yep. And they and then once it gets to a certain point, then they can start borrowing against it.
Yeah.
So anyway, so our increase, we estimated we would collect at 2.5% a little over $5.2 million, and actually we're going to be up to $5.3 million. So with that estimate, it's a $41,000 increase over what we thought we were going to collect. So that's just the basic stuff that we're going on. I started next year's budget already. And that's what the other two sheets are. So you can see this one here that shows our progression over the last few years, and what the purple line there estimates what we're going to be doing for this next budget year. So when we start forecasting out different things that need to come up, everything from pay raises to equipment purchases, we can see what we're at. And then you can see in the following year, the 27-28, should we not go for a levy and it not pass, we'll go we'll drop basically $3.5 million, almost $4 million in our budget, and 21 positions will go away. And then the other sheet I have there is basically our general fund worksheet, which is it looks at where our money's coming from. So we'll look at total resources next year. This is preliminary, has about $10 million. And we're hoping to have an ending fund balance of 4.7. We had 6.5 last year, but we spent $2 million of that on a ladder truck. So that was our savings account. So that's the preliminary budget stuff I'm working with. And that'll work into our discussion about the authorization for a levy that we have later on in the meeting here. So just trying to paint the picture as to what we have.
Does anybody have any questions for Chief or no? Thank you.
Yep.
All right. No, we don't have nothing in old business. New business, item one, resolution 2025-10. Has everybody had a chance to review and read the resolution?
Yes.
Okay. Does anybody have any discussion or review?
Anything?
Okay.
This resolution is for insurance money we received.
Correct.
We've already paid for, and there's a $1,000 deductible that goes to the U.S. Postal Service.
Correct. All right, well, I'm looking for a motion.
What?
It's the truck that hit a mailbox. Okay, I got it.
Oh, should we ask who was driving?
No.
Okay. Was that you again?
No.
Just checking.
Accidents happen.
I understand that.
I'm looking for a motion to approve.
All right, I'll move.
Second.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Okay, Nancy Oxenholtz?
Yes.
Pam Beatty?
Yes.
Eric Creighton?
Yes.
Jerry Warner?
Yes.
Dan Drayton?
Yes.
And the motion passes.
All right, item two, resolution 2025-11. Appropriate surplus cell funds. Has everybody had a chance to review?
Yes.
Any discussion? I'm looking for a motion to approve resolution 2025-11.
So moved.
And second.
So Dan and Nancy.
Roll call, please.
Nancy Oxenholtz?
Yes.
Tim Beatty?
Yes.
Eric Creighton?
Yes.
Jerry Warner?
Yes.
Dan Drayton?
Yes.
And the motion passes.
Thank you. And Dan, we'll have to sign. No, Aunt Nancy, we'll have to sign a couple of these. Sorry, Dan. Yeah. Okay, let's. Item three is authorize Dorothy access to Oregon Coast bank accounts.
So I had a request from Brian Fitzsimmons' office because Kathy Gordon Brooks is phasing out and going to be as retired as she can be. She asked, and they asked specifically that we could have Dorothy access to those accounts so that she can move and transfer money. Right now, she does not have that authorization.
Is Kathy going to be removed then, and it's just going to be Dorothy? Because then this second, how many people are available?
She didn't say that she would be removed from it. She just said during the training process between the two, that she needed Dorothy to be able to have contact with them and authorization to access that account and to be able to get in and look at those things and transfer funds out.
Yeah, that's not gonna be a problem. She's already got her hand transferring stuff before from the state over there. I've seen her name on the transfers and stuff. But.
Okay. Any further discussion on that? Anybody have any?
Okay.
Looking for a motion to approve.
So moved.
About a second.
I'll second.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Nancy Oxenholtz.
Yes.
Tim Beatty.
Yes.
Eric Creighton.
Yes.
Jerry Warner.
Yes.
Dan Drayton.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay, moving down to item number five, review and adopt 2024.
Item number four.
I thought I just did that.
You did three.
Oh, sorry. Thank you. thank you guys, I wanna get done. Item four.
Take a break.
Increase Nancy and Dorothy's LGIP access. Somebody wanna explain that?
Another request from Fitzsimmons' office and from Kathy to have Nancy and Dorothy both be able to access the accounts and transfer money between LGIP and Oregon Coast Bank. Again, for the same reasons, Nancy is not able to do that right now. A board member should be able to do that. Dan would be, is taken off of that because Nancy's now the treasurer.
Okay. Any discussion on that? All right, looking for a motion to approve.
I'll so move.
Second.
Okay, roll call please.
Nancy Oxenholt.
I don't think Nancy
abstain.
Should vote on this.
Oh,
abstain.
Okay. Nancy abstains. Tim Beatty.
Yes.
Eric Creighton.
Yes.
Jerry Warner.
Yep.
Dan Drayton.
Yes.
And the motion passes.
Now we're moving down to item five.
There you go.
Review and adopt 2024-2025 audit recommendation letter to the state of Oregon. Any review and discussion on that?
So this is the review's completed. It comes up with material weaknesses. These are the weaknesses in the letter that we are required to send as to how we're going to address those weaknesses. They were also discussed at our exit meeting with Paulie and Rogers before they left here. There was just a couple of, and actually Kathy put this together. I just made one small minor change to it that she had on there because it talked about when we do those quarterly reviews on the accounts, and she had it as a monthly. I had to change that to quarterly. So anyway.
How can they keep dinging us if every year it's the same thing because we don't have records? Those records aren't going to show up at any time.
They're not going to magically appear. I understand that. I wish we could, but there's nothing that we can do. So, yeah, historical depreciation. Mm-hmm. And then this next year, so the compensated absences, which is basically next year, according to with the state of Oregon, all employees that have holiday time, vacation time, sick time, comp time on the books, the district has to account for a dollar amount for that and show it in our audit. And this year, because it's such a new requirement, they allowed us to that we did not implement, as you can see there, the GASB statement 101. And because of that, we don't have that internal record, but next year we will, and we know what those requirements are. The big deal about that is those requirements came out so late in the game, we had not been tracking those. So those do have a value. As I've said before, several places actually take that money and put it in a separate fund for that. So if it gets utilized to pay out, I'll use Samaritan Health Services, for example. They have all their wages in one, and then when you start collecting your paid time off, it goes into, they actually take the money and move it into a whole other account for that. We won't be doing that because sometimes they take it in different manners. But next year we'll have to have those compensated absences done. The insurance coverage, we've always done with that because it's more than $250,000, which is more than the FDIC insures. All our money's within the LGIP accounts. The stuff within Oregon Coast Bank, we try and keep at a maximum that $250,000, hence it's why we transferred a bunch of money this morning, because we had $590 in that account, because we've gotten quite a bit of money in different checks and things like that. The segregation of duties is something they hit us on every year because we just don't have a lot of administrative staff to who opens the letters, who endorses payments, who does all those different things. And kind of the same stuff about monitoring financial activities that we talk about every year, that how we do that, they like to get that down on paper. We've changed those internal practices again over the last couple of years and modified them. That's why we're doing the the quarterly reports on that, that the treasurer does. And again, at the beginning of every financial statement that the treasurer has reviewed those things, but they like to get that stuff written down and on paper. None of these are a surprise. They've always been pretty much the same things that we've been looking at every year, except for that accrued balances one, which will be next year. And so you won't see that on next year's letter because we'll have actually done that and it'll be in place. So this letter needs to be approved by the board and signed by the board president and sent off to the state.
They still keep bringing up too our Fidelity insurance.
Yeah, because we're not insuring the $10 million we have in the LGIP account. And our insurance company says we are protected to the maximum that they can protect us on that. But again, that's why we're always trying to keep what's in our Oregon Coast Bank within that FDIC insured amount. We don't need to have a lot of money in that account.
Okay. All right. So, any further discussion? Okay. We don't need to make them.
Well, yes, they need to allow you to sign it.
Okay.
We're accepting this, the district's accepting this as our response to the state of Oregon, and then the board president signs it and we'll get it sent off.
All right. Looking for a motion.
You're going to get one. No, I so moved.
Okay.
With Dewana, Jerry, and Nancy.
All right, roll call, please.
Nancy Oxenholt.
Yes.
Tim Beatty.
Yes.
Eric Creighton.
Yes.
Jerry Warner.
Yes.
And Dan Drayton.
Yes.
And the motion passes.
Okay, item number 6, levy renewal. This is a discussion.
Yep, so in order to get the levy renewal on the May ballot, which I think it's May 19th or 20th, the paperwork has to be into, the initial paperwork has to be into the county in February. And part of that process is the board of directors through resolution has to say, yes, we want to renew our levy. And so that's what I'll be bringing next month to the board of directors. That's kind of why I went over what this is. The levy's there for another year, another fiscal year. And so if it by chance were to fail in the May, we would have two other opportunities in November and then once again in May to get an approval for the levy. My recommendation is that we renew it for the same amount. We don't increase it.
Mm-hmm.
We keep the same amount. I think we're doing well enough financially and with the growth that we have that we're able to meet those other increasing expenditures based on the cost of living and just the increases that are going on.
I agree.
I'm asking for the board, just you don't have to, other than consensus that you want me to come to the next meeting with all those. I'll have to fill out the reason form, the other state SEL form that would go with that. The board would then take it and approve it through resolution, and then we would send it off to the county for them to get filed, and then they would give us a ballot number. So
they'd be voting on it next May?
May, yes, this coming May.
Okay, because if that veterans, they're still counting ballots for the second time now. If that gets approved, that raises your taxes, and then this is going to be another raise in taxes.
This won't raise your taxes.
It's going to be the same.
Oh, okay.
We're not raising anything.
Okay.
We're just asking to renew it for the same amount.
Okay.
You could lower it, lay off these guys behind you. That'd be fine. Yeah. That's fine.
We don't want to lay anybody off.
No, we don't want to lay anybody off.
No, not with the amount of calls lately.
Yeah.
So. Yes. Yes.
Move along. All right. So next month you'll see that as part of a motion is to review those forms and review the. So you have to put an explanation together there. So we'll kind of mimic the explanation we had in the past. Although it will say that we're renewing it, we're not increasing your taxes. Because it's just
right.
a it's just a straight renewal. So I just needed to make sure we were all on the same page and had direction for that, not to surprise you next month with, hey, guess what, everybody?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. All right. Let's move down to Local Union 5169. I did not see a report on that.
Nope, no report from them again.
Okay. Committee staff reports.
You'll have the safety committee notes there in front of you. Chief Height runs the safety, well, he doesn't run the safety committee. He's in attendance and making the minutes of the safety committee. I think Alex Salakrup is the chairman. So if you see any issues there, any questions, you can direct them to Chief Height to explain. Nope. All right. Next report is Fire Marshal's report. You can see his activities for the month. If you have any questions for Chief Height, he also shows the community events that we did this last month, quite a few there in November, and then looking ahead, we'll have quite a few probably here in December also. The other thing that we're doing is within this next month, we'll sit down together, the administrative staff, and build out our district calendar for next year, the different things that come up, you know, whether fireworks displays, the casino stuff, the different open houses that we're going to have.
Touch a truck
on there, all those kinds of dates. We'll get those on the district calendar right away here so that we can all see when those are coming up. And then the district newsletter will be coming out with our newsletter. We usually do that end of May, April, which will be a good time that it goes to the mailboxes that has an explanation of our levy renewal in there also.
Cody, the two fires, they were both total losses?
Yeah. Any questions? Chief Height.
Welcome to Lincoln City.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's right, he moved here the other day.
Not everybody knows Cody moved to Lincoln City. He bought a house here. So.
Yeah. Are you near the flood?
Nope.
I'm 14.
Yeah, the tsunami zone?
Nope.
Oh.
He's high and dry. He's good to go. Walk down the lake. That's a good spot.
Yeah.
Cody, did you get a chance to talk to the city to find out how many rejects you're having on those fire hydrants?
Based on what my crews have reported, several. That have various issues.
Well, what would you say is the percentage of failures?
Of what they've checked, I'd say about 75%.
Oh my.
Of what they've checked.
God.
And that's for various things, whether it's anywhere from brush encroachment to rust to, I don't think we've had any that just will not turn on, but they do have some deficiencies, if you will.
I'd say probably $1 million worth.
But you can't get water out.
We can get water out of them. It may be that they're rusted and hard to turn, but they work, or the bonnet's leaking around the top that's still functional. I don't think we've had any that just absolutely will not work.
So. If they cover them, is that a one that doesn't work?
Yes. So
like the one on Northeast 6th Street?
Sure. I have no idea about that one.
That's one past the park, mm-hmm. past the food
yeah.
pantry up on that corner, the next corner.
Okay.
That's been there for over a month now.
Yeah.
And this, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, has the city considered putting that in their budget to go ahead and put some bucks out there to go ahead and check all their hydrants?
I would hope so. I can't answer for the city.
Well, I know, but I mean,
maybe this is their
fire department need to put some pressure on
yeah.
them.
Yeah,
this is their budget time of year, and that's a great idea that, you know, who's in charge at the city right now?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's
that's
right up in the air.
Yeah.
And as they go through their budgeting process, we'll advocate for additional money being spent for hydrant maintenance that needs to be done.
And so
sooner or later, it's going to bite us in the butt.
Yeah. Sure. And as we get to the beginning of the first of the year, crews will be assigned
anywhere from 5 to 10 hydrants a month that they're in a check. So we should have a better figure, a more accurate figure of where we're at with things too.
And we're still having several conversations with the city, like the engineer, city engineer, or Deputy Reed, or?
As far as hydrant stuff?
And maintenance.
Dave Scheib?
We talk with Dave Scheib a lot about that. So when we go in our program, if something fails, he automatically gets an email.
Okay.
That it needs to be repaired, so.
Currently.
And I would look to see how long it takes for it to get repaired.
That's a different story.
Currently, how many tankers do we have available for hauling water to sites?
We have 4.
4?
Yeah.
So that'd be a total of how many gallons?
About 8, almost 10,000 gallons.
I'm just thinking if we get
that happens, sure.
Mass failure on the hydrant, why?
We could get 10,000 gallons of water there just from ours, and we bring Depot Bay in, and then our engines, you know, carry about 500 gallons on them just for initial attack stuff, so.
But you can also refill at a hydrant, correct?
Sure. Yep.
If you find a good hydrant, yeah.
Yeah, not far away. On a side note, Cody's having fits with the city over their sprinkler system and their exposed heads that they have down in the parking underneath that are all rusted out. I think, are we going to close City Hall down, or how's that going to work?
So I have been working with them since March, and about June, July, I went and had a discussion with building official, with Stephanie Reed, with and a couple other people. And because of the way it's built, they are having to talk with engineers and stuff. I've been asking for monthly updates and haven't heard anything since at least September. So earlier this week, they were sent their letter that says, you have 30 days. We'll come back after 30 days. And we have several of these places that, not just the city, but all got the same letter and says, 30 days, come back. Do a reinspection. If they're still failing, 15 more days, and then we will start the fee process. So,
what's a fine a day?
So first one's $100, $250, and then it can go up to $500 a day. So,
well, they have another interim manager at the city. So.
I don't know if it is to the point where they close that underground, because they're all in that underground
area. Well, yeah, so they have 2 significant leaks on their suppression system, and then 150 sprinkler heads that need replaced.
Aren't they required to have them tested or looked at every year?
Yep, and that's how this information came to be. So they'll have to have another inspection in March, too.
Because I know they put in some big pipes, because I came through the back room ceilings. So I know they did at least 2 with the water department also, so.
So we have that one and 1 hotel that have sprinkler issues that I'm meeting with the hotel on Friday to kind of discuss theirs a little bit further, so.
Some of those in the hotels can get pretty messy. If you know that Shiloh went down and Newport's closed down because they cannot get fire suppression systems in there, and it's been closed for months.
Yep.
And in fact, they don't know what to do with the building. Chief Bickerdike's reports in there on training. The only thing I'd like to note down there is under projects under the training tower, we're gonna put some money into that training tower over the next few months. The roof on the roof on top of the training tower, the membrane roof there is failed. It's leaking a significant amount of water into the training tower. Bob's getting the price quote on that to get that done as soon as possible. If it falls in under the dollar amount that we can just go ahead and do, we have funding already allocated for that training tower repairs. But we're just gonna have to divert it from some of the other things that we were gonna do, because water intrusion into that building is not helping the other repairs that we've already done to that building as far as electrical work on the inside and that kind of stuff. So that's a priority to get fixed. So, any questions for Chief Bickerdike?
No.
not gonna.
I'm just walking.
You've read my report, any questions, is that what you want me to say?
Go ahead, Chief.
Alright.
So Chief, you might let the board know that we're delivering toys on the 20th.
We are delivering toys on the 20th.
Yeah.
Do we know how many families this year?
It's on there, what's that?
300 some families this year?
We haven't even received.
They're still collecting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Friday's the deadline.
Okay. I just had a question, how did our guys do with the two house fires?
Performance wise?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Good, okay.
Yep.
They followed orders to the letter, they executed plans to the letter, they did great.
Okay, and the one we just lost, a dog, was that the one?
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah, the resident was not home at the time, and by the time, it was too late.
But you got one dog out.
Yeah.
Okay.
So under my report there, you can see the number of transport, ambulance transports, 200 facility staff, we've collected 59,000, which is actually 9,000 more than we anticipated, so anything above that we collect for this fiscal year will be good. Money received, you can see all those, the funds we've received back from different things. Building maintenance information, so as I reported last month, the Station 15 water heater and furnace needed to be replaced, so the water heater replacement was $2,800. We haven't received a bill from Cushman that I know about yet for the furnace replacement that was on there. No damage from any of the recent storms that they looked at. As far as vehicle maintenance, we had a recall on that State Fire Marshal's tender. They ended up actually replacing the bolts on the flywheel that were needing replacement. Bo's just doing some minor repair work, and then coming up here in the next couple weeks, we'll be needing to replace rear tires on two of the engines, so that's 8 truck tires we'll be purchasing to take care of that. Vehicle purchases, you see in the surplus, the HME's gone, the funds for that have been received, the transit's gone, so that's why that motion went through to put that money into the vehicle purchasing. The Type 6 engine for Type 6 for Midwest Fire, we had a pre-build meeting this morning. There was a couple of changes that we put together on that. After that pre-build meeting, we decided to get them to install the radio antenna in the top, or at least the mounting for the antenna, because they've got the headliner and all stuff out for that. We're taking this, so it's the front seat on that is a 40-20-40, the Ford front seat. We're gonna take out the 20 in the middle and have them build a console into that, so that those change orders and changing some of the lighting, instead of all just red lighting, they'll be red and blue in certain areas. About $5,100 worth of changes on that. A lot of that will be taken care of because we went through the Sourcewell purchasing contract that saved us $5,900, and then we had a 10% contingency on that, so we're still well within our budget for that. I signed this stuff this afternoon, and they'll start. As soon as they start production, we'll get, I think they said, weekly pictures on how things are going and progress reports as it comes through. So I'll share that stuff when it comes out.
And when will it be done?
June.
Oh.
Potentially sooner.
Yeah, June is what their prediction is.
Okay, thank you.
Alarm responses, you can see there. So we only had an increase of 1% year over year. But we do have a 5% increase for the year overall. There's a tat sheet on there. High acuity events were those two structure fires that you talked about, the one on 64th and Galley, or actually 65th and Galley, and then the one over here on Northwest 17th. Dave just told you about them. There is some stuff with the 60, the one on Galley, the neighbors are, we're getting some phone calls from neighbors wanting us to condemn the building. We don't condemn buildings. It's not our job. The city has to do it. The city has to go through a process. They have to get a judge to order it. There's a lot of work to be done. But the guy's still living there. They're trying to get him to somebody. The rumor is they're trying to get him to live back inside. There's no gas. There's no power to the place. There's, you know.
Was he the one in a tent?
He's the one in a tent that's living there on his property. There's also a long history of other mental illness and things that go on with him. He does have a trust apparently set up from his mother passing away that pays his bills and things. That's not our, you know, they're gonna have to work something out. He's gonna have to work something out. But we had a citizen that demanded to talk to the board of directors because we wouldn't condemn the house. So, a guy named Dan White, remember Dan White?
Mm-hmm.
So.
I went through the other door.
You went through the other door, okay. Next section there, IT providers, so Fast Tech Solutions been coming in. They were here last week, they're gonna be here again tomorrow, installing the firewalls, wireless access points. Cost us $11,000 in just the stuff that they put in, another $2,000 for those wireless access points. We knew that was coming. A lot of safety and security issues with our infrastructure here that need to get addressed. So that money's coming out of bond money that we have set aside for that. Personnel hiring, one guy on probation, I think he's in the room right here. We make them come to board meetings. Volunteer-wise, we have 8 in their first year of training. We currently have a 22 active firefighter rosters with 5 support volunteers. We have 6 people in the hiring process that are attending drill nights. Their applications have been submitted. They're going through backgrounds and physicals. So next month, Chief Bickerdike is going to be holding on Firefighter One Academy for all these new recruits. We expect to get at least 10 solid firefighters out of this group. And so with that comes other added expenses for equipment and things like that that'll go with it. But Dave's working hard to put those classes together for a couple nights a week that he'll be working on.
How about the cadet?
I was gonna ask if I could add in on that.
Sure, so the cadet program Cody's working on, I'll let him speak to it.
We have 4 applications in, so working on setting interviews up and have them starting first of the year.
Awesome.
Yep.
The 16 to 18 year olds.
Yep. Not affiliated with the school whatsoever.
None of them? Oh, no, right. But the kids, do they go to school?
They go to school.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, only half of them do. The other half were homeschooled, so.
Perfect.
So we were looking at, we have a max of 6 on that. We see that as applications for that program are open and continuous at any one time. Those kids could be doing it, and they can encourage their friends to say, hey, this is kind of cool. Let's, you know, you should join too.
Is the school still looking at giving them credit for that?
Nope.
They just refuse to, or are they?
It's not on their radar to do, even though the school superintendent's son is he's 18 now, and he's not going to be in the student program. He's going to be one of our volunteers because he's 18 and has aged out of the program.
Well, I just know Lincoln County used to do that.
You were in.
50 years ago.
You're doing the math in your head, aren't you?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's move on.
No, I still got more.
You got more?
Well, yeah. There's some changes in paid leave Oregon. We're moving away from standard insurance, so we're going to the state of Oregon's plan. The reason for that is standard insurance had a $5,000 increase year to year over what they were charging us. The plan got utilized more than they thought. So we'll be switching the state of Oregon plan on the first of the year. Chris is taking care of all that. There'll be some language changes in the policy manual that are such that don't need to come to the board of directors. We're just changing the names. Still the same programs in place there. Next section is kind of just information stuff. So I handed out a couple of things here that talk about our mission statement and core values. So one of the things that you got here was our old stuff that we've had. You can see that was in 2013 that we've had. And then I've got the new update that we put out. We got rid of our mission statement. Mission statement talks about providing quality emergency services. We do a little more than emergency stuff around here. And so we've lumped mission statement and a vision statement into what they call an organizational statement. So that's on the front there. That's our organizational statement. That's what we do, and that's where we're going. And so the then we already talked about the top one there being our district motto. So as you can see on the old one at the bottom, it used to have our mission statement. On the new one there that all the administrative staff has, we've changed that to be our motto at the bottom rather than this long organization statement. Our core values have pretty much stayed the same from what they had previously, but those are all in there. That doesn't need any adoption by the board. This is just kind of, hey, this is what we're doing here to show the community what their expectations are from us and our employees what our expectations are for them. Next stuff on here, backyard burning's open. Cody's working on some new guidelines for those larger burn piles, and even if we're going to do a permitting process, if somebody up on Widow Creek wants to burn giant piles, phone calls work. Our cybersecurity grant for the special district was denied. They ran out of funds, is what the letter said to me. We're moving from the NFERS, which is the National Fire Incident Reporting System and Image Trend, to NARIS, which is the National Emergency Reporting System. Cody and I are actually doing online training tomorrow for 5 hours on this thing. And so it integrates with our Image Trend reporting system. It's just gonna be a lot more changes. As soon as we get the basics of what's going on with that, there will be individual training for all of our firefighters and officers that enter anything into the state system. We don't know what those changes are because we'll see them tomorrow. We'll see what that is.
Who's instituting that new program?
The federal government is.
Federal government.
Yeah, it's coming from the federal government, and it makes Oregon has to do it because we report to the state of Oregon. Mm-hmm. The state of Oregon takes our reports and pushes them on to the federal government.
Yeah,
so that program hasn't changed in at least 30 years. And so they got a new platform and the whole thing is mm-hmm. coming together. So it's a lot of behind the scenes stuff, but we'll get the lowdown on tomorrow. Sarah should sit through it too, just because.
I am on the 18th.
Yep. On the 18th,
for 6 hours.
Our Homeland Security grant that we applied for and was approved by the county is on hold because of FEMA grants and Homeland Security grants are just kind of on hold from the federal government. So if it does come through, we'll get those 40 tourniquets for cert and then the ballistic helmets for our people. I did get a lock in for our auditors through Pauly and Rogers. I got a 3-year extension on that. I needed to get that for budgeting purposes, but it also secures an auditing company. If you lose your auditors, you play hell to try and get somebody else to come in and be your new auditor.
What did they charge us?
What are they going to charge?
Oh, they didn't charge us yet?
They did charge us $12,000.
Okay.
So this next year it actually jumps up to 17. Yep.
It was that a bid process for an auditor? Or?
It was when Chief Baker did it years ago. He went out and shopped around. There's no shopping nowadays with this stuff. If you got one, you should hang on to it.
Mm-hmm. Nobody does it in Lincoln County.
I'm glad that you're with this group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. AFG grant, no word back from then. Again, that's another FEMA grant. We've started purchasing through our ODF VFC equipment grant. And so we purchased, we'll get that reimbursement comes in. We received our check from the casino for $75,000. Usually we don't get that until February or March, and it just showed up in the mail. I haven't even heard from Heather Hatton that wants to bring the big fake check and have pictures with us yet. She probably doesn't know that we got it already.
It's already in the bank.
It's already been cashed.
Maybe we'll get two, right?
Hey. Maybe we'll get two.
Yeah, good
luck. Again, I've started our budgeting for that. For this next year, and I'll just tell you now, we receive I got the text message checks in the mail for $30,000 from our anonymous donor that we get every year, and we're going to put all that money towards protective equipment, especially when we're bringing on 10 new volunteer firefighters. Our protective equipment budget's going to get hit pretty hard you know, getting these guys all outfitted. So that entire $30,000, I told her, would go, $30,000 buys us 6 pairs of turnouts. So we pay about $5,000 for a full set of bucks here that lasts 10 years and you throw it away. But we're using it in the student program because they're not going to see fire with that. The last thing I got was after I talked with President Beatty, every year we get $50 gift cards for all of our employees. And so we went across the street to Grocery Outlet and purchased those and have been handing most of those out.
Thank you.
Can we talk about the...
About Central Coast that gave all their employees $2,000 bonuses? Yes.
No.
Yes, please, can we?
The hospital district. So I'm on the North Lincoln Health District Board, and we had a finance meeting today. And me and Rob have been talking since we're excelled in pediatric emergencies now, and we have a sticker that we need more pediatric equipment emergent. And so I asked him what he wanted, so he has somebody?
Simeon Wakefield, Captain Wakefield, is going to put together a list of additional pediatric equipment that would make us more pediatric ready. Also, we're going to ask for 2 new AEDs. I'd like to put one out at Station 13 and one at Station 12. We have events out at Station 13. People rent that all the time and have that. And so like any other public building, we should get an AED. We're trying to set the example. We should have an AED on the wall inside that building for that.
And we're going to ask for 2 more.
And we're going to ask for those. And then all of our AEDs are, they're coming of age, I guess. And so I've asked him to look at the age of our AEDs, and we need to get on a replacement program, and we can also add that into the request.
Is there any grants out there for those?
I'm sorry?
Any grants out
for those? That's what we're looking at through the health district, is basically.
It's not a grant, it's just giving you money. Because of the increased transportation that we've been doing with ambulances. They need to pony up.
So there are grants out there for things like that. I know one of our captains is doing a firehouse subs grant to buy a new UTV for this North Station here. And that's what he's been.
Is there any more word on the consolidation with the other health district?
Or MultiCare. But she did come and speak at Kiwanis, and I said, because I have access, there's a study that was done called Warbird, and that whole feasibility was, they said they didn't need to partner with anybody. And so she admitted it and then said that they're partnering because of the foreseen circumstances coming up in the future.
Whatever.
That's all I've got. Unless you have a question. If you have any specific questions for me, I'd be more than happy to answer.
Does anybody have any more questions for the
chief? I'm going to be sick next month just so you get your 8 minutes.
Not during the board, no.
Okay, upcoming district board member activities. December 12th is Karianne's last day.
Friday.
Party on Friday?
Yes. 2 to 4 p.m. we'll be having some
hors d'oeuvres
and whatnot here, so you can come say goodbye to her. And
margarita bar.
At least a cake.
How many years?
A little over 13.
Okay.
Wow.
Good job.
Went by really fast.
All right. And another one we have is December 20th, holiday toy drive and food basket deliveries.
I heard the fire department was cooking lunch that day. Is that true?
Ken Brown has rounded up somebody to provide barbecue, and that will be at the Eagles afterwards.
Cool.
And you got the big truck from the sanitary?
North Lincoln Sanitary has 2 big trucks coming.
Great. Did you get the police to help?
Yep, police are helping as well.
Good job.
Should be a good time.
All right. Does anybody have anything for good to the order? Okay. Looking for a motion to close the meeting.
So moved.
Who was the second?
Roll call, please.
Okay,
Nancy Oxenholt?
Yes.
Tim Beatty?
Yes.
Eric Creighton?
Yes.
Jerry Warner?
Yes.
Dan Drayton?
Yes.
And the motion passes, and the meeting is adjourned at 4:54 PM.
Thank you, everybody.